Okay, our friends. So today we are going to do something cute. I hope you're ready for a cute story. Are you ready for a cute story? Good, me too. Today's story is called Itty Bitty Kitty Corn. It was written by Shannon Hale and by Luen Pham. And I can't wait to read it. I'm excited about it because it's a big, soft, pink kitty cat right at the very front. You know I like kitty cats, especially ones that cuddle up with me and meow at me. Right, Beans? Yeah, I thought so. So let's get right into it, shall we? Today's story, Itty Bitty Kitty Corn, is read by Mommy and Beans the cat? I thought so. You know, I'm starting to tell who's who over here next to me. Here we go. Kitty thinks she might be a unicorn. A horn sits atop her fuzzy head, pointing up, up, up to the sky. She feels so perfectly unicorn-y. "Look at me," says Kitty.
"You're not a unicorn, Putty Pie," says Parakeet.
"You're curled up like a cat, Fluffy Fry,"
says Gecko. Oh, it looks like there's some other pets here, and they do not think that Kitty is a unicorn. Kitty stands tall. She prances on her pod-clawed unicorn hooves. She gallops on her eatsy-weensy unicorn legs.
"Look at me," says Kitty.
"You're still not a unicorn, Fuzzy Hiney,"
says Parakeet.
"You still have a stubby tail, teeny tiny,"
says Gecko. She looks at it again. Let's see. Kitty closes her eyes. She concentrates and poof! Her tail puffs up fat.
"Look at me,"
says Kitty.
"You're never going to be a unicorn, Funny Foo,"
says Parakeet.
"You meow in your sleep, Miffy Mew,"
says Gecko.
"Nay,"
says Kitty.
"Nay, nay."
She sticks her pink nose in their ears in case they didn't hear.
"Nay."
"You're a cat,"
says Parakeet.
"And that's that. You're a cat,"
says Parakeet.
"And that's that,"
says Gecko. Still, Kitty's unicorn heart beats faster, beats harder. She lifts her front hoof and sweeps her magnificent tail. The sun is low. The shadows are long. At last, she looks exactly how she feels.
"Wow,"
says Parakeet, astonished.
"Whoa,"
says Gecko, impressed.
"Finally they see me,"
thinks Kitty, until clop, clop, clop. Gecko points his fat-tipped finger.
"Now that's a unicorn."
They didn't see her shadow at all, did they? The unicorn brandishes his horn. He sweeps his magnificent tail. He neighs, a mighty neigh. Suddenly, Kitty feels no bigger than a ball of lint.
"Flop, flop, flop,"
she says as she walks away so brokenhearted.
"Pardon me,"
says Unicorn.
"Yes,"
squeaks Kitty.
"I so admire your fuzzy ears and silver whiskers,"
says Unicorn.
"You do?"
says Kitty.
"And I wondered."
Unicorn looks left and looks right and then left.
"What?"
says Kitty.
Did you know?
Says Unicorn, whispering now.
What? What?
Yells Kitty.
Did you know?
Says Unicorn.
That I am a kittycorn.
Kitty gasps. Her tiny tail twitches with joy.
Yes,
says Kitty.
I see that now. You are a kittycorn. You are a fuzzy, furry, adorable kittycorn.
Unicorn nods.
I knew that another kittycorn like you would see. Yes,
says Kitty.
I see you.
Kitty and Unicorn are both kittycorns. Kitty trots on her soft, teeny paws, and Unicorn pads on his huge golden hooves. They both like to toss their manes and brandish their horns, and they both like to scamper after bumblebees and stretch out in a patch of grass. And when the sun is low, their shadows merge till you can no longer tell one from the other. And in the pictures, friends, we can see the gecko and the parakeet have decided they want to join the club too. And so they do. Good for them, right? Everybody wants to be a unicorn and a parakeet, or a unicorn and a kitty. But you know what I really liked about this story is that you may think, I'm not happy how I am. I have to be different in order for me to be happy. But my friends, every one of us is special, just the way that we are. And the only thing you have to do is be the best version of you that you can be. You are not a mistake. You are not an accident. You are special. And I think I like you just how you are.
Yay.
And that, our dear friends, is... Say it with me.
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.